able to work of Mike Keane. Draper can't get it out of the zone. Dallas, it becomes more intense. Matlichuk gets it down the middle. Carmelo Keane. What a save! What a save! Brassard has got just redeemed himself in Detroit.
We are young. We run free. Stay up late. We don't sleep.
Oh, that one is so good. That is so good. Welcome back to the Gary Thorne Show here. Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS. Streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Become a fan of the show on Facebook, 1320WILS Weekend Kickoff. In fact, maybe on Facebook we should just post all Gary Thorne stuff. That's it. For the rest of the playoffs, just Gary Thorne Goal of the Day. Gary Thorne Goal Call of the Day on Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter, WILS Weekend Kick. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. Scott, one quick note I would like to make. What, you got something else you want to play?
No, I'm flying between computers here, so yes.
Oh, you're good. You're good. One quick note I'd like to make. So, I hate MLS. I think it's awful soccer. And so, Thursday night, there was nothing going on sports-wise. Absolutely nothing. And I hadn't watched MLS in like a year, so I was like, you know what? I'll give MLS another try. I'll see what it's like these days. And I've just got one analysis for you, and then we're going to move on. And that is, MLS is still like watching single-A baseball. It's awful. It's really poor soccer. So if you want to become a soccer fan, don't watch MLS, because you'll never watch again. Anyway.
Well, hold on. Let's go with that, because we talked about this before.
Yeah.
And we don't talk soccer often, but you're a fan.
I just mention it because
right.
I think there are some things interesting about the economics of the game and stuff.
For people who are looking, what would you suggest for someone who is looking for something good, who wants to become a fan or try to become a fan of soccer?
Watch today on ESPN2, Real Madrid versus Barcelona. It's the biggest rivalry in all of soccer. And on top of it, it's two of the top four teams in the world, and they spend... It's basically... Both of them make the Yankees look poor with the amount of money that they spend on people. I mean, we're talking paying hundreds of millions of dollars for the rights to buy a player. Remember when the Boston Red Sox a couple years ago paid $60 million to that Japanese baseball team to get Daisuke Matsuzaka? That's what happens in soccer for every player. You have to pay a team a transfer fee for that player, but that's just to get the rights to sign that player. So when players get paid, like for example, Real Madrid has a player named Cristiano Ronaldo, they paid 80 million pounds to have the right to sign Cristiano Ronaldo from Manchester United. So that's what we're talking about with this. So if I had to suggest, and I really don't want to talk about soccer for long because I know nobody cares, but if I had to suggest, watch the game later today. But that's about it. Do not watch MLS. It's awful. It's absolutely terrible. So anyway, we were talking about role models a little bit, and we were talking a little bit about Barry Bonds at the end, and I want to touch on Barry Bonds before we get to the 9 o'clock hour. We are going to talk plenty of Michigan football today. We're going to talk the Michigan spring game with Angelique Gingellis and then also Dave Curtis from Sporting News. We'll also have a segment or two ourselves talking about the Michigan spring game, what we're expecting. We're also going to talk Red Wings playoff hockey and things of that nature, although maybe we ought to just play Gary Thorne clips for Red Wings playoff
hockey.
He's
better than what we could do anyways.
Oh, he's so money. So money. But anyway, I want to talk Barry Bonds because now that he's been convicted, and look, I believe in the innocent till proven guilty, blah, 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 blah. But I'm going to go ahead and give it a butt on this one. We all know Barry Bonds did steroids. We all know.
Well, and he even admitted to it. The main thing of the case was
he was
whether
not
or not he was lying. Yeah, if he knew he was taking steroids.
And even with all that, I'm going to say this about Barry Bonds. If I were starting a team and I could have any player in the history of baseball in their prime to start a team with, I would take Barry Bonds. And I know a lot of people will disagree with me on that. I know a lot of people will say, well, even with the steroids you take him, my answer is yes. Barry Bonds, and people forget this about him, steroids or no steroids, because what steroids did for Barry Bonds is it made Barry Bonds good when he was 34, 35, 36, 37. That's what the steroids did for Barry Bonds, because his muscles didn't deteriorate. But when Barry Bonds was at his best, first of all, pitchers didn't pitch to him. Obviously, he got walked all the time. Second, he still set these home run records when he was given roughly one good pitch to hit every other game. One good pitch every other game to hit. And he still hit 73. He still leads the majors in home runs ever. Steroids or no, Scott, that is a fantastic feat.
He was the best hitter.
Yes.
Of all time. Not well, maybe not all time, but
and I know people argue, people like Babe Ruth and stuff, but I'm sorry.
Not maybe hitter, but best batter, because he had such a good eye.
Yes, he did.
He knew the strike zone better than anybody.
And he could protect it better than anybody.
And you would think, you'd say, well, pitchers just don't pitch to him. It's not just that. Yeah, pitchers do stay away from him. Look at Miguel Cabrera's first at-bat against Gio Gonzalez the other night. Four straight balls. They weren't even trying. That's what Barry Bonds faced all the time. But even when people would come at him, he knew exactly where the strike zone was. And his hands were so fast, steroids or not, that he could get to, and you weren't going to throw anything by him. You weren't going to fool him. He was so disciplined. That's what makes it so tough, because he already was so good. Then he just added 80 pounds of muscle.
And maybe the most underrated part of his game was he knew what pitches were thrown to him on every single at bat, in what order. He knew your order as a pitcher of how you were going to throw to him, so he could read what pitch you were going to throw to him. And that is really an underrated part of a lot of people's games, is that you need to know what the pitcher has already thrown to you, keep it organized, and then say, okay, well, if he did that, I bet he's going to throw this on this pitch. And Barry Bonds did a better job of that than maybe any player in history.
That's what I want to see, what guys like that and what DHs do during the game, and especially now, because you know, like Victor Martinez, when he's DHing, you know he can go back into the clubhouse
watch
and watch video and everything like that. I want to see the charts, what they keep, because I love the stats of baseball, and I love everything like that, of trying to figure out what pitch, when they're going to throw a curve, when they're going to come at inside, outside, everything like that, because you know that he had to study the game so much to be where he was.
I've made this argument a couple of times on this show, and I'm going to make it again, and more so now than ever before. Barry Bonds taking steroids, the advantage that it gave him was that he was able to play for longer. So his records, in my opinion, are tarnished, because a lot of his home runs that he hit were hit while he was taking steroids, and he had muscle at an age in life where most players do not have muscle. So from that standpoint, Barry Bonds did use performance-enhancing drugs, and they did enhance his game. However, and I'll let you get to your point in a second, because I know you want to tell me I'm wrong, and that's fine. I'm okay with that. On a night-to-night basis, steroids did not give him an advantage over any pitchers that he faced, any players that he faced. Barry Bonds was just that good of a player, and chances are most of the pitchers he was facing were also taking steroids.
I don't argue that. The one thing that I always say about why steroids really affects the game, it gives you an extra, say, 5-10%. You're hitting the ball 10% harder. So imagine a normal ball through the infield is going through that much faster, harder for an infielder to get to. Those fly balls to the warning track, extra 10%, that puts them as a home run. That's the thing where I say that has the biggest effect, steroids, because it doesn't affect your hand-eye coordination. It doesn't really affect your bat speed a ton. It does some, but you have to have the skill first. It's just giving you that extra bit. And that's the toughest thing, is when you're hitting the ball just harder, it's giving you more hits.
Right, but that's what I'm saying, and I think we're both sort of making the same argument here. What I'm saying is, as he got older, he still had the same power he did when he was 25, 28, 30 years old.
Oh, yeah, you don't
because
age,
his muscles didn't deteriorate the way they would in a Derek Jeter or something along those lines for guys who are just flat out getting older. And so from that standpoint, yes, it was cheating. Do I think he deserves to get into the Hall? No. But at the same time, I think Barry Bonds is the best hitter in baseball history, and I think that he should always be recognized as the best hitter in baseball history. When we come back, we're going to talk junk bin. There's a lot of stuff going on. We've also still got Detroit Red Wings hockey to talk about, Detroit Pistons basketball. Where do they go from here now that the season's over? And then plenty of Michigan spring football to come with Angelique Jengelis and also Dave Curtis from the Sporting News. I'm also going to drink some tea so I don't talk like this anymore. Maybe some more Gary Thorne clicks.
Shanahan blocked it. Martin LaPointe. Center time. Stop! Chris Jordan!